Welcome to the prophetic dreams update for Friday, November 19th, 2021. Yes, I said prophetic dreams, not the situation update, although that's a separate podcast today. But a few several weeks ago, I asked listeners of this podcast to share your dreams that you thought were especially vivid, powerful, memorable, and so on. And many of you sent in descriptions of your dreams, and I had reviewed that document a while ago, but I wanted to go back through it in more detail and share with you the dreams that I think are especially relevant for what's happening. And some of them, in fact, are quite prophetic, even in things that have happened over the last few weeks. So the thing about all of us, you listening and myself, this group, is that we are all very well informed, we are highly intelligent, and we're very sensitive. So we have very strong empathy, compassion, connection to living beings, not just human beings, but living systems, plants and animals and so on. And this combination is not necessarily that common everywhere around society. Some people are highly intelligent, but not at all sensitive, like doctors, for example, most mainstream doctors, I should say, you know, high IQ, no empathy, right? And they're out there murdering people in the hospitals. But what happens if you have a high IQ and you have strong empathy and you're connected to the cosmos through morphic resonance and you're sensitive to information that's coming in, you're paying attention to impressions that you might get, perhaps from God or perhaps from nature or perhaps from an unknown internal source. Maybe this is something that's just coming through your heart or your creativity or a conscious connection to something. You don't even know what it is. Yet, when we share those thoughts and ideas, it paints a picture, a tapestry for all of us. And I'd like to share that tapestry with you here tonight. So I'm going to read for you some passages from some of the dreams that were sent to us via email. And I've just kind of picked out some of the highlights of several of these. So if you sent in a dream and I didn't read the whole thing, don't worry. We're just trying to get a broad brush stroke of what's going on. And these are in no particular order. But I wanted to start out with this photo. I'm sorry, it's an illustration that was sent by one of the participants in this exercise. And as you can see, it's an image of a man, looks like a man with a mask, some kind of a mask that's bound to them. This illustration was sketched immediately after someone had a very vivid dream. So ponder this image and also look at the despair in the eyes, the surrender, the sadness, the hopelessness. And the mask appears to be sort of locked onto this person, like it's a mask prison, and it's made out of some very strong material, perhaps steel or metal, like it's an iron mask of some kind with a locking mechanism down by the chin. So it has nothing to do with health. It has to do with enslaving and binding people. I'm going to read for you the dream from this particular person, and then I'll share many other dreams with you here. And I want you to note what many of these dreams have in common is large groups of people, large crowds of people who are in a state of desperation. It's a very common element in these dreams. And then I'll share with you perhaps some of my most recent vivid dreams as well. But let's get to your dreams first. From a listener, in this dream, I saw thousands of people waiting in two lines. It was nighttime, with the only light provided by bonfires and burning oil. In one line, people were waiting to volunteer to hang themselves on a giant tree with nooses, placidly waiting to commit suicide so that the others would have air to breathe. In the other line were thousands of people waiting with masks on their faces to enter what looked like an enormous tent that was filled with clean, breathable air. In the dream, people would pay the equivalent of 3 months of wages for the opportunity to take off the mask and breathe just a few moments of clean air. What was indicated and very clear in this dream was that there was an airborne pathogen There were images of creeks and rivers clogged with face masks. The dream morphed from the fresh air tent and suicide trees to a situation in a city, all at night. I recall realizing I was so glad to have a pair of heavy boots on my feet, as there was sewage and live wires scattered everywhere. I saw an upside-down McDonald's sign, pipes gushing with sewage onto the streets, and again small bonfires illuminating the horrific scenes. I was with a few people, I do not know who they were, but there was a perilous moment when the decision had to be made to stay or go run for the hills to save ourselves. It was clear from the feeling that it would be a final decision with no return. Of course, I ran. So you think about that imagery with feces in the streets and sewage and live wires, the upside down McDonald's sign, you know, the collapse of society. And San Francisco comes to mind, you know, with feces in the streets, and then the rivers have become clogged with masks. All the plastic waste from the masks is quite incredible. So it's a very vivid dream, very strong imagery. And of course, at the end, she says, or she or he, I'm sorry, if I don't recall if it's a she or he. Of course I ran, they write. Okay, another dream from another listener. Last night, I had a dream that there were thousands of people walking towards a destination. In the dream, we were all walking through water and looking towards the sky. In the sky, there were dozens of fighter planes, flashing lights. As the dream progressed, it was apparent that it was a sign that the war was over and that Trump was coming back. Some of us walking were happy, while others not so much. In my dream, I couldn't get to the destination fast enough and was sobbing uncontrollably. When I awoke, I felt as if something big would happen soon. So I want you to keep Trump in mind, because Trump appears in several of these dreams and not always in a positive way. So in this dream, Trump was coming back, but then the person was kind of stuck walking in place like on a treadmill, could never really get to the destination. Sometimes that's what life feels like right now, doesn't it? Dealing with the rigged elections, dealing with the fake news media, the vaccine lies, all of that. Okay, another listener talks about watching my video on cosmic consciousness, and then talks about a dream from 2.5 years ago that was the most vivid and impressive dream I've ever had. Here it is. Remember, this is 2.5 years ago, okay? I was in some sort of bunker, lying low, watching TV. There were worldwide protests going on. I don't know what they were about. The image on the screen was of a city street at night. I think it was in Italy. The protests seemed to have been going on for a long time, but then suddenly, without warning, they all ended. The oppressors had simply disappeared. The people on the streets didn't know what to do. The next day, there was a teacher in a town square teaching the truth about God, and to my surprise, the crowd was eagerly listening. Some kind of mass repentance slash renewal was taking place, and people had a new desire for truth. It seemed to me that the teacher and his associates were from another world or realm. And then they go on to say there's much more to the dream, but that it's too much to share, and it has left me looking forward with confidence to an impending, very real reconciliation with God. Okay. The next dream from a listener who says, "Dear Mike, my brother in Christ, I believe that I had an angelic download of information on August 28th, 2021. He says, "I believe they're going to carry out martial law by pandemic of the unvaccinated. Under this medical martial law, they will forcibly inject all the inhabitants of the camp, driving death rates at the camp, these camps, of the skeptics, the non-compliant, and the patriots. Meanwhile, the mainstream media will report to their spiritually dead and blind readers that, quote, infection rates at the health quarantine camps are very high, and that only if they got their vaccines when they had the chance would they have been better fit to fight the virus. CNN, ABC, CBS, with reporters outside the fences of these centers showing video footage of people sitting down or pacing the grounds of the camps, not being interviewed, quote, because they're infected with the Omega variant of COVID. And then talks about people at home watching their TVs won't question the deaths because, well, they've been brainwashed. Later on in this email, this person writes, tell the patriots of your show, do not get on the bus and start strategizing about what this really means. So this person got a strong message. Do not get on the bus. That doesn't mean saying, no, we're all healthy here in this home, please leave, and thinking that the strike teams will just turn around and leave. It means at some point, U.S. patriots and people who want to resist and survive can't be home in at our homes when they come knocking on our door with the police or the National Guard. If we are home when they show up, that household is already lost or is in the fight for their lives. So whatever that message is, do not get on the bus. That's something I think we should all ponder here. Okay. We've got another email here from a listener who had a girlfriend who began dreaming about 9/11 in early 2001 and was dreaming about airplanes crashing into buildings, and it was like a biblical event. And she described exactly what happened, and then it happened 4 months later. And it blew everybody's minds. And so anyway, this reader or listener is just saying, yes, this is all real, that people can receive information crossing space and time, and you can get impressions ahead of major events. Okay, so here's another report from a listener. I had a vision slash dream in March of 2021, this person writes, and it continues to press me every day, even more so lately. In my dream, my conscious mind, I see wonderful changes in the world. We go through darkness, loneliness, and loss. Trump comes back and turns everything around by way of light beams, conscious thoughts projected into the minds of all that remain, and it has already begun. People's minds are opening up to awareness and awakening. In my dream, President Trump brings relief by way of the ending of tribulation and the beginning of 1,000 years of peace. And he says, along with the medical technology through med beds, financial freedom, enlightenment, to Christ-like thoughts of everyone becoming their highest and best. But then my dream goes from great to horrible. You see, it's all false. He is false. When he comes back, tribulation actually begins, not ends. After 3.5 years of tribulation, starting with Trump, which are the good years, he is worshipped for saving us. The Antichrist and the mark of the beast is installed in the obvious, or I think they mean oblivious minds. Sadly, I see the deaths and the beheadings of all who do not take the mark after the 3.5 years. And these vaccine shots were just a pretest. I see me being tortured and brutally murdered, this person writes, for the vision that I am supposed to tell you about. I'm attempting to focus on me not being killed, but be taken up to the sky like Ezekiel in Scripture. I will be made the example to everyone who would dare to question the king. And in parentheses, they write King Trump. So there's a vision involving Trump, but in that vision, Trump turns against the people and is, again, in that rendition, the Antichrist. So I don't know if that's a fear that people have or a suspicion, or if there's some, you know, energetic resonance out there with that idea. All right, another listener writes, I know you don't have much time, but all of this is also thoroughly described in J.J. Hertog's The Book of Knowledge, The Keys of Enoch. I have read and studied it thoroughly several times and continue to be amazed at its truths. There's a lot of explanation of what happened and what will happen. Fascinating firsthand otherworldly experience. I could hardly put it down, especially in the parts describing the creation of man and from where consciousness came and where a soul comes from, etc. It's a reference book. Not necessarily intended for casual reading. Anyway, so I thought I would share that with you here. The Book of Knowledge, The Keys of Enoch, I think these are some of the so-called lost books of the Bible, and I'm interested in those too. I think one is called the Book of Giants, and another is Enoch, and I mean, I've got a lot of reading to catch up on, probably like you do as well, but I definitely want to put these on my reading list. I want to know what people are talking about. All right, another dream from another listener. In my dream, I literally flew down and landed stealth beside a corporate-looking old red brick building that was surrounded with tall trees. Inside, I knew that many alt-right broadcasters and friends were in attendance, some awaiting my arrival at the door. When I was rushed inside, though, none of the faces were familiar. I was downhearted because none of the faces there were familiar. I sat alone at the head of a U-shaped table, and a strong, deep bass voice asked me what I wished to do to awaken the people. Although I was aware that the thought police were hearing my every word, I didn't care. I spoke to the group around the table and stated, "We must all honk our horns on a certain day each week and make big noise, perhaps on every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and across the country in each time zone, all simultaneously at the top of the hour." I stressed the intentionally divided people, left or right, all those that love their freedom could unite by doing this. And then suddenly there was rapping and banging on the doors, feds trying to get in, but again, I didn't care. I went on to say, "We should have all the broadcasters put out downloadable flyers to their readers and listeners each week, noting the reason why we should honk our horns for 5 minutes in unison nationwide each Wednesday thereafter." I imagined the huge noise that it would bring, exhilarating the populace and worrying those in power. As they surrounded me, an infiltrator, one who knew somehow that I would try to flap my wings and fly away if put on the defensive, handcuffed me to a chain on the floor. I looked around and realized I was now alone and in a jail cell with bars on the window but no glass. Daily, when I went to the window, I could hear faintly horns blowing continuously in the distance. Each day they became louder until I found myself blocking my ears to the deafening sound by the end of the week. The sound was so loud that I literally awakened. Upon awakening, there was total quiet around my actual home. I knew that I was having that dream again, but this time I had not been able to fly away to avoid my captors. Later this morning, when I got up at 5:30 a.m., I looked at my to-do list. I found myself doodling the names of what I would call a style or name such a weekly event, and I came up with HONC, H-O-N-C, Horns of Noncompliance. Soon I got busy with my day, and this evening I caught your show, and the hair stood up on the back of my neck, and I was excited to send this in. So anyway, Horns of Noncompliance, and I would relate that to, you know, the trumpets, the sound of the trumpets, the sounding of the alerts, the calling in Scripture, and so on. So I want to thank Mark for that, for sending that in. Now, we have a few others here as well. Dear Mike, I've never had a prophetic dream about myself until recently. In the dream, three armed Chinese soldiers in blue UN helmets who were going door to door literally dragged me from my home and took me to some sort of detention building. I didn't get the sense that I was specifically targeted. At the detention center, three soldiers in PLA uniforms took me into a dark room with cement walls. The interpreter spoke flawless English. One guarded the door, and the one asking the questions through the interpreter seemed to be a ranking officer. He was evil. Periodically, he'd backhand me across my face. Finally, he lost patience with me, pulling out a knife, cut open my top, and started to cut chunks of tissue from my breasts while laughing. After the third carving, I passed out, and that's when I woke up. I've been praying that is not how I die. However, 47 years of experience tells me my prayers need to be for final perseverance in the above circumstance. So that's a pretty horrifying dream, and we've seen quite a few of those here in this collection, people having dreams of being taken into camps and being tortured. All right, here's another dream. In my dream, I was walking around in an industrial area at night. And by the way, this is the third dream here that's at night. And I don't know if that's about the dark winter or the power outages that are coming, you know, the grid down scenario, the coal running out. But a lot of people are reporting these dreams about areas at night. Okay, continuing. It was wet and very dark. There was a feeling of depression and hopelessness. A long line of people were standing in line waiting for something. I walked up to the end of the line and was about to get in line, but I hesitated. Something didn't feel right. I decided to walk up to the front of the line to see what it was about. In the front of the line, I saw a man administering a shot to the left shoulder of another man. After he pulled out the syringe, an eyeball appeared on the man's left shoulder. The eyeball was alive, blinking and looking around. In my spirit, I knew that the man was no longer human, but was something else, and that this was the mark of the beast, the all-seeing eye. When I woke the next morning, I told my wife. We forgot about the dream until the pandemic began. I am 100% positive that this was a warning from the Lord not to get the vaccine and to warn others. It is very rare that I get dreams like this. This was also before I started listening to your show, so I know the Lord guided me to you as a means of confirmation. So that's from Matt there. And I mean, interesting symbology for sure, because once you take the shot, you are turned into something that is no longer human, but something that is an all-seeing eye in the sense of the nanotech surveillance of your neurology that many people believe is in the vaccines, some kind of bizarre technology or monitoring system that could be in at least some of the vaccines, or maybe in vaccines that are yet to come that actually have microchips in them, not just nanotech. Anyway, that's fascinating symbology, right? You take the shot and then there's an eye on your shoulder and the eye is blinking. Creepy stuff. Okay, another listener writes, I listened to your podcast literally within hours after having this dream and I missed the email address. And so I wasn't going to write, but then you literally said Stacy, and that's me. So morphic resonance indeed, here I am. And by the way, folks, I don't know why I use the name Stacy. That was just, it just spontaneously came to me. But this person is named Stacy. So she writes in, I was in a yoga class holding a floor pose face down. And my yoga instructor, a friend of mine, came beside me and whispered that she had an episode where she blacked out. So she went to see her doctor. And it was revealed that she had black fluff in her lungs from the shots, and went further to say that all who have gotten the shots, we all do now. I guess that means we all have, everyone who has the shots has the black fluff, whatever that is. The intuitive communication I got from her was that inevitably every shot recipient would become sick and die from this. But from a place of her loving yogic wisdom, she had a peacefulness around it. I'm an RN and a traditional naturopath and a yogi, currently working in the outpatient surgery department. I'm not going to give the name of the hospital. I am so glad I wrote this to you, because reflecting on it now, I know it is a profound message from universal consciousness to hold the vibration of trust and peace despite the appearances of surface upheaval. Okay, that's fascinating. That is from Stacy, someone named Stacy. But of course, I'm protecting everybody's last names here for obvious reasons, but thank you for trusting me with that. Okay, the last one here for you. This is from an individual named Oscar. I do not have dreams. I do not remember my dreams, but over the weekend, I had many dreams. So I guess this is an unusual thing. Every time I would go back to sleep, the dream would continue or a new one would start. Instead of earthquakes and tsunamis and water you would expect in Long Beach, my dream was about very hot fire, blue flames surrounding the neighboring house and coming towards me, then sinkhole opening under me. I did not fall into the sinkhole, but I woke up at that moment. I was talking to somebody in my dream, the person who was not able to see the flames. The flame was almost without color, very hot. There are dozens of huge fuel storage facilities and oil drilling platforms offshore on, I think they're talking about the coast of California. On Sunday, the next day, all the beaches in Orange County were closed because of the huge oil spill in the ocean, which is under investigation right now. All right, so as you can see from these fascinating dreams, we have themes of betrayal, which is the Trump turning against the people, Trump being the Antichrist. That was one theme. We have themes of mass persecution, of torture, one woman writing about her breast tissue being cut away, people being taken to camps, people being taken on buses, people committing suicide, and a lack of air, right? So this dream about the lack of air, I think, is especially important, given the terraforming that's taking place on our planet right now, with the atmosphere being altered by the elimination of carbon dioxide. Now, that big operation that is now underway in Iowa, they're going to suck the CO2 out of the air, and they're going to kill crops and plants, and as a result, we'll have less oxygen, so people will be asphyxiating. So I think that dream where they went into the tents and they would pay 3 months' wages to be able to breathe clean air, I think that could be exactly where things are headed. The ability to breathe on this planet is being sucked away, literally. And by the way, that CO2 that's being taken out of Earth's atmosphere, I've been told that it's being taken to Mars and literally transported to Mars and released on Mars in order to create an atmosphere there and to terraform Mars with CO2. I don't know if that's true. That's what I've been told. So that's interesting. And that wasn't just a dream, no. We've also seen, of course, people standing in line in these dreams. A lot of tyranny, a lot of deep state activity. So there's a lot of fear of persecution in these dreams. And really, only one or two dreams that had any kind of a positive slant on them. And the one, the yogi person, was basically making peace with everybody dying. So that wasn't really a positive outcome either. It was just kind of being okay with it. So what does this mean? Well, before we get to that, I do want to share with you some dreams or a theme that I've had in some dreams recently, just in the last couple of weeks. And I don't know why this theme is recurring in my dreams, because it's not a theme that I have visited ever before in dreams. But this theme that keeps coming up for me is large gemstones underground that are coming to the surface and that are emerging, and that there is this tremendous wealth of natural, beautiful stones. And I mean, sapphires and rubies and green and purple and amethyst. And I don't know what all the stones are, but I'm talking about like a field of them that you can walk across, or even a little cave where all the walls and the ceiling and the floor are just lined with gems and precious stones. So many that it's just an unthinkable amount. And in one of my most recent dreams, myself and other members of a small team, we were setting up a little camping tent inside a cave and about to go in a small tunnel under the ground that we were on, knowing that there were going to be all kinds of precious stones and gems under the ground, and that it was just littered with precious stones. And I don't know what this means. And I've never dreamed about this, and I'm not into collecting precious stones. This is not a hobby of mine, for example, although I do find them very fascinating. I love the idea. You know, I love the beauty of crystals, and I love morphic resonance, right? And the symmetry, Mother Nature, and gosh, the laws of the universe expressed through matter in terms of crystals. I am fascinated by it. I think it's incredibly beautiful. It's beyond beautiful. It's harmonic. It's musical. It's genius. So I am fascinated by it, but this is not something that I see on a day-to-day basis. So I don't know why this is suddenly appearing in my dreams, but it is. And if I were to take a guess, I would say that we human beings, we are so far just barely living on the surface. We're just scratching the surface of a realm of unimaginable abundance literally right beneath our feet. And we are so close to this abundance. And it, you know, the gems are just symbols, but it means abundance in terms of family and happiness and quality of life and spiritual abundance, not just obviously material wealth or riches like that, but rather natural abundance, you know, abundance through nature and joy and all the things that make life worth living, that all of this abundance is right under our feet and we're so close to it. And it is there, and it's coming to us. It's emerging almost as if the gems have to float to the surface and emerge themselves, like they cannot stay submerged any longer. And I think about all the suppressed technology and, you know, the med beds and everything else, free energy tech and all these things, and that all the suppressed technology is bubbling to the surface now of human awareness and human consciousness. And that if we could just be humble enough to allow this process to take place and to be open to revolutionary new ideas about energy and healing and medicine and the human experience and the spiritual connection and cosmic consciousness and all of these things, then we could enjoy this unimaginable experience beyond what most people would define as human. You know, it would be humanity with incredible divinity, you know, a godlike experience in this human life as we connect with God, we connect with nature, we connect with the abundance that God has meant for us through all of this. So that's what those dreams, if I were to interpret them, that's what they mean to me. But I just thought I would share that with you, because there's a lot of dark dreams out there, but I don't have dark dreams. I don't have nightmares. I don't have haunting dreams. I don't have horror dreams. I have, except the one time I had the prophetic dream I shared with you about that explosion that happened in Southeast Asia, that hit me very, very hard and very vividly before that event took place. And that was a couple years ago. But normally I don't have dreams like that. And I don't normally dream about money or gems or diamonds or anything like that. So this is a very unusual thing for me to dream about. But make of this what you will. And I just want to say thank you to all of you who took the time to email and to describe your dreams. And I appreciate your patience in waiting for me to get to this and kind of parse it correctly here. We are a community. We are all connected. We're all going through very similar experiences, and we are all very sensitive about the world around us, the people around us, and energetic influences, connections to others, and all of this. So this stuff, it's really important. It really matters what we are experiencing together. So I just want to encourage you, you know, seeing that people are having some pretty rough dreams here, some nightmares, some pretty bad police state dreams. From a practical sense, I think that humanity is going to win in all of this. Oh, not just humanity. I think God is going to win. And I think God is going to hand the victory to humanity. But in other words, the globalists do not succeed in destroying all of us. They will kill a few billion, but they won't kill all of us. And if you are in the right location, that is, get away from the blue cities and states and get to a free state if you're in the U.S. or a free area of another country, get off the grid, you know, don't be easy to find, don't be easy to kidnap, like don't get on the bus, as the one reader says, you know, don't be home when they come knocking on your door to try to take you away. If you have supplies and you have backup food and backup assets and, you know, backup medicine, emergency goods and all of this, then you can make it through the disruptions, the supply chain collapse, the economic collapse, the dollar reset, all of that. We really can make it through. I'm confident of that. I know we make it through. We do get to the other side of this. And it's like David Icke was saying recently, through Project Looking Glass, every time the globalists look at the immediate future, they are very frustrated because no matter what they do, humanity wins by around 2024, according to David Icke. So if you could see the future, then you would see we do have a couple of years of very dark times to endure, but on the other side of that, we come out of this, we are alive. We are all the wiser. God is on our side. We've survived it. And then we can rebuild, right? So I'm honored to be part of this community with you. We are all conscious beings who matter. We are the ones who are being tasked with rebuilding society after the collapse, our current society. And I want to remind you that the world, you won't be dealing with a lot of the entities and so-called humans that are in today's world who are making your life difficult. They won't be here. They will have already committed suicide themselves. They will have destroyed themselves. So our challenge is not going to be dealing with them. Our challenge is going to be just how do we rebuild? How do we restructure society in a way so that we never have another big government, big pharma, big tech cabal enslave humanity ever again for the future of the human race? How do we create a society that is congruent with the way God seeks for us to live? So we're going to go all the way back to the beginning. You know, start with the Ten Commandments and start with basic pillars of human consciousness, the existence of the human soul, human dignity, human rights, all of these things. And we're going to have to rebuild a system on top of those pillars, a system that is bulletproof against tyranny for 1,000 years to come. That's going to be quite a task. And that task falls to people like you and I. That's the task ahead of us here. So keep that in mind, and I wish you sweet dreams, positive dreams. I hope you dream about gems like I've been dreaming about for some reason. I have no idea why. Maybe I'm supposed to go to a gem show or something. I think there's one in Tucson every year. Maybe it's a message like seek out gems or something. I have no idea. Or maybe it's just a metaphor. But I thank you for taking the time to reach out, and be sure to also listen to my regular podcast today. And you know what? Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.